The Joint Finance Committee continues working its way through the dollars and cents of Governor Walker's proposed 2013-2015 state budget. One program facing scrutiny is the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program. Over the past 20 years, the fund has protected more than 600,000 acres. It pools resources of the DNR, local government, and land trusts. You have only to head up the Milwaukee River to see the funding at work. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz did so on a recent windy morning. She met up with Michael Striegel of the Gathering Waters Conservancy and Kimberly Gleffy of the River Revitalization Foundation.
We had students launching their 12-foot skiff boats on the river that they built throughout the school year, and they all floated.
So across the way we have condos, old houses from Milwaukee's past, and here we have revitalizing riverfront.
Yeah, and we're actually just downstream from the old North Avenue Dam, a nice transition of the river valley and then into downtown. You've got this nice natural area to access these natural resources.
The River Revitalization Foundation came about because local clubs were concerned about the river.
Yeah, the foundation was created to implement the Riverway Plan, which had all these recommendations to improve the environmental quality of the Milwaukee River Basin. So it was advisory to the DNR, and we've been working for nearly 20 years now to implement those recommendations. Preserve land, create a greenway, provide public access, improve water quality, and we're striving to achieve those goals.
Describe what we're looking at, Kimberly.
We're at the Humboldt Street Bridge. Lots and lots of activity, fishing, rowing, canoeing, kayaking, hiking, biking. So many people come down here and use this area from downtown and then from upstream as well.
Talk about the role that the stewardship funding plays in all of this.
The Department of Natural Resources Stewardship Program provides the support to purchase land for conservation, for restoration, for public access, outdoor recreation. It's a 50-50 match program, and we have other donors and landowners and funding sources that provide that match. But that is the catalyst, you know, to leverage those resources and be able to accomplish what we can do, especially in the urban area of Milwaukee.
So we'll go look at a site that you're hoping to move on to next.
Yeah, our next big project is just downstream from here.
So we're just heading to the other side of the river. It's a former tannery site.
It's a former tannery site. With 1,000 feet of frontage, 5.6 acres. It's a huge opportunity to preserve green space in one of the most densely populated areas of the city.
There it is. There's
here
the fence.
We are. It's got seawall, which we would propose to remove and restore a riparian buffer and natural shoreline. There's an opportunity to create wetlands for stormwater management. It would connect to the marsupial bridge you can see hanging under Holton Street that also goes across the river and connects to Kilbourne Park on the other side and the Oak Leaf Trail and the Riverwalk. I'm going to stop here. If you look around us, there are condos everywhere, and the really nice thing is the family approached us as a conservation partner to acquire the parcel at a bargain sale to make it a vibrant urban green space. And we've applied to the stewardship program to fund the acquisition. The grant would pay for half of the appraised value, and the family would donate half of the land as the match.
Should we step outside?
Sure, if you'd like.
So, Michael, with Gathering Waters Conservancy, you've mentioned how important this project is.
Not only is it locally significant, but this is protecting a global resource. The Great Lakes ecosystem is globally significant, and so the work that River Revitalization is doing is improving the water quality in that global system. So it's the epitome of think globally, act locally is happening right here.
That's Michael Striegel of Gathering Waters Conservancy and Kimberly Gleffy with River Revitalization Foundation. The Joint Finance Committee will soon discuss the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program. Governor Walker has proposed minor changes in his budget after slashing the Land Conservation Fund 2 years ago by 30%.